you're not whitelist ready, you risk being locked out of the new financial...
Go back and watch Crypto Weewoo's video where she references the mention of ERC 3643 by SEC Chair Paul Atkins as evidence that in the future, crypto users will need to be whitelisted or they will be excluded from being able to use crypto once there is a new financial system. You need the context there to understand this video. Then come back and we'll keep talking. I'd like to start by doubling down and clarifying a point I tried to make in my first video, that whitelists, closed systems, they are a regular part of crypto. They are not a conspiracy. This is a well-documented phenomenon. One of the cool things about the Ethereum protocol, which is a vital piece of infrastructure for the entire crypto space, not just ETH holders, is that anybody anywhere can make a proposal to change it, to improve it. As the number 3643 indicates, there have been thousands of these proposals that have been adapted into what are called ERCs, Ethereum Requests for Comment. But all these ERCs, which are like part of the protocol, they start out as EIPs, Ethereum Improvement Proposals. 3643 was first submitted in 2018. And it's not, developed by Stellar or Hedera or these other folks you mentioned. These are people who have a vested interest in the Ethereum community, adding to this idea that it is important to all of us, even its competitors, who are sometimes its colleagues and collaborators, like the Stellar Development Foundation. When this was first proposed, it was a novel idea that an open permissioned network like Ethereum should be able to facilitate the construction of closed systems on top of it. This is a widely adopted, broadly studied phenomenon in crypto. Most recently, with the passage of the Genius Act and the Clarity Act, the announcement of Robinhood's Layer 2, a closed blockchain built on top of Ethereum, Sony's blockchain, FedEx's blockchain, JP Morgan. There are many such examples of people building a closed system on top of an open one. It doesn't work as well in reverse. You know, if you go to a place like the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea and you want to do something free and open, you can't because the foundation, the system it's built on is closed, right? But many open systems, they have permission systems built on top of them. So that's not what I'm saying is a conspiracy. What I'm saying is a conspiracy, and where we need to have more depth and nuance and be really careful how we talk about this, excuse me, is this idea that in order to be able to use any crypto or participate in finance at all, you must be registered to use these closed systems or whitelisted, as the term is going around now. But mostly, these closed permission systems that you would need to be whitelisted for are built for a specific use case that, frankly, doesn't apply to the broad majority of crypto users, ETH users. This is speaking specifically to, say, if I'm JP Morgan and I build my closed blockchain on top of Ethereum, it is a permissioned environment where I need to whitelist the addresses of, for example, government actors, auditors, my business partners. I don't just want somebody walking in off the street the same way JP Morgan doesn't just want somebody off the street getting access to their corporate headquarters, executive offices, or their vault, or other places where sensitive information is revealed. It is natural and a normal course of business that somebody would create a closed container to facilitate their business. Banks are one such example. But if you are struggling to figure out how does this apply to me, you might think about the difference between like retail investors and accredited investors, or even the difference between like regular lanes on a highway or expressway and a closed lane meant for carpools or for law enforcement and first responders. You don't need, if you're a regular driver on the roadway or a regular customer at the bank, to get into this closed permission express lane, or to get into JP Morgan's executive office headquarters, or to have the same kind of access that their CEO or their accountant would. The problem is when we, as educators and public-facing people that people trust to help them get good information, tell them that they will need to be whitelisted to use any financial service in the future. That's flatly not true. I, like you, I'm a visionary in the sense that I see what this technology is and because of what it is might be used for in the future. I love using my place on this sort of mountain of knowledge to speak to people who might be further down the mountain, not because they aren't as smart as me, but just because they haven't been here as long, they don't know the same people, they haven't been exposed to the information, they can't see as far from the mountaintop. It is up to us to cast a vision for what is to come, but it is unhelpful of us to presume that because closed systems exist or are being built, that they will be built to keep people out in the future. There is no verifiable evidence that indicates that is the reason. It is totally normal and acceptable for any kind of legitimate business to want to close a system. And the problem is that right now, on TikTok and other places, people are using this unverifiable narrative to stoke fear, to appeal to greed, and they are messaging people, some of them impersonate you and me, to say, have you been whitelisted yet? If you haven't, you need to whitelist here. They use that to get them to a bad website, to a bad link that takes personal information or the money, the information that represents money, somehow harms them. Many people have been scammed this way. That is the verifiable facts. That is the current state of our industry. It is unhelpful, therefore, to speculate about something we don't know to be true and which we have a wealth of evidence has been used for all of these very legitimate use cases to stoke a fear in people and to set them up to be scammed by somebody who is using fear or greed to take advantage of them. As we envision the future, we might share the practical steps for how those futures could come to pass. We might even say there is a possible realistic future where a government that has interest in controlling its people could use a closed, permission, whitelist, whatever you want to say, network to force people to use a particular solution, to legislate it, to force them by force or some other means, to make competition illegal. It is not helpful for us to speculate that that is what's being done when there is no information that indicates it is. This standard from the SEC that they are endorsing is just them saying, hey, look, banks, business people, institutions, if you want to use blockchain, here are some ways, some tools that we have seen that exist that you can use to do this closed permission feature. That's it. If you're a standard everyday user, you do not need to worry about applying to some whitelist or getting your name down on some registry because the system is going to switch and there's some conspiracy against you to take your money if you are not one of those people who's registered. Okay? If and when that becomes a concern, we will have verifiable evidence that we can hold up to say this is what's happening. But for now, the reality is that people who are misinformed or people who are actively trying to scam you are the ones who are talking about that. And despite the fact that their intentions may be good, they're setting you up for failure because they are making you susceptible to scams and schemes. They're not your teachers. Crypto Weewoo, I would love to get to know you better because I love and admire your desire to help people. And I hope you would consider me a friend in that. If there's anything I can do to support you, don't ever hesitate to let me know. I appreciate the time. I know this is a long video. I'm sorry I wasn't more concise, that I didn't prepare something. I just wanted to be real with you. So I hope that helps.